This is Morning Edition on GPB. I'm Joshua Stewart. Many of us have probably heard the advice about looking people in the eye when you're talking to them. Pretty common stuff and effective, but only sometimes, apparently. A new study finds that sometimes you want to avoid lots of direct eye contact with people when you're talking to them. Brandon Smith is back to help us unpack this and explain what's going on. He's a workplace coach and career consultant. Good morning.
I've got you right between my sights.
Look at me and explain briefly what this new research, it was in the Journal of Psychological Science, what this is telling us.
So essentially, if you're trying to persuade someone to your point of view, and they may hold an opposing point of view, too much direct eye contact will actually turn them off.
It's too aggressive?
It's just too aggressive. Doesn't feel open. Feels too pushy. So we want to temper that. Now, my issue with the research is an important one. When they did this experiment, they had the participants in the experiment watch a video of someone portraying a particular point of view. And some of the participants had to watch their mouth, some watched their eyes. And the ones that watched their eyes, if it was an opposing point of view, they didn't like it. What we're missing in that experiment is the ability to change your facial expression. Because often, when you're trying to get someone to see your point of view, you modulate and you match your facial expression to theirs.
It sounds like you're saying maybe don't worry so much about the eye contact, worry more about the facial expression you're portraying.
Right on. So if I sit down with a client, they're very serious, you know, it's a serious topic, serious thing, then I'll take more of a serious, you can probably even hear my facial expressions. It's much more serious.
Right.
But if they want to be more lighthearted and jovial, I'm smiling and you can probably hear my smile right now. My eyes are lighter, still making eye contact, but matching the facial expression is really how you show the other person, I get you and I'm aligned with you.
Do you think there is something to be said for maybe not using quite as much eye contact and sort of mixing that with the facial expression and moderation being the key in all things, right?
If you want to make sure you're not doing this too much, something that I practice.
Yeah, is there a line somewhere that sort of help you judge this?
Yeah, one of the best things you can do is if you're going into a meeting with someone, and so here, let's talk about the kinds of meetings where this would matter, okay? You've got to go and you've got to persuade someone to see your point of view. Maybe you're going to convince your boss to do something differently. Another one, maybe you're trying to sell somebody on something. You're in a sales role. Or a third one, you want to get hired. You're going into an interview. We don't want to be staring too long the interviewer, they're going, that's not good, right?
Oh boy, that guy's intense.
He's a little intense. I don't know if he'd fit here. So we don't want that. So bring a pad of paper. You can see I've got my yellow pad here. I don't go anywhere without my yellow pads. And then as the person's talking, occasionally break eye contact and make notes. You get points for paying attention because you're taking notes, but it breaks the eye contact just enough where it makes it feel a little more comfortable and natural.
Are there situations where more direct eye contact may be the better approach?
Remember how you just used that great phrase of intense. If you're trying to communicate intensity, then more eye contact is better.
That's our working guy, Brandon Smith. He teaches about communication, leadership, and workplace culture, among other things, at Emory University. Thanks a lot, Brandon.
I will be seeing you next week.
Brandon comes by most weeks to talk about issues in our workplaces and careers. He writes more on his blog at gpb.org.